Well, it's quite remarkable, isn't it, that we have as our head of state the longest reigning monarch in British history. It's great to be alive, isn't it, as we celebrate the Queen, the longest reigning monarch in British history. And as the video outlines, someone who's achieved some remarkable records and is still very much reigning today. And we can give thanks to God for ordaining that we have such a person as Queen Elizabeth reigning over us for such a long period of time and so faithfully. Recently, we looked at 1 Peter, didn't we, and thought about those in authority. And this is what it said in 1 Peter. For the Lord's sake, accept the authority of every human institution, whether of the emperor as supreme or of governors as sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do right. And Romans says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those authorities that exist have been instituted by God. Well, we can say, can't we, that God has been good to us as a nation, placing Queen Elizabeth as our head of state. I think it's no exaggeration to say there's many people in other countries look at our country with our Queen as head of state, and they look with envy and with admiration. And so we're going to focus on the Queen this morning and how she served God by serving the nation. Along with the nation, who are celebrating this weekend, as much of many of us have watched on television this weekend, it's right to give thanks to God for our Queen and the way that she has served him. And we're going to focus on the Queen's faith and how that shaped her life, and it was mentioned at the end of the video. And it's also the focus of this book that if you would like a copy of, that you can make use of at the end, that you can take away with you. And it's a really fantastic read and well worth reading through and maybe having at home, passing on to family and friends. And it talks about the Queen, her faith, in a lot of detail, but it's also very readable, giving a history of the Queen and her life as well. At the end of that clip that we saw, she said in her 2014 Christmas broadcast this. She said, for me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life. The Queen's clear and strong Christian faith has shaped her life. And as we celebrate her 90th birthday and reign, it's a challenge and encouragement to us to focus on how her faith has shaped her life day by day. The words we had from our first reading in Proverbs 3, I think the words that the Queen would be able to echo. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. So just briefly going to focus on three parts of the Queen's life. Pre-coronation, the coronation and post-coronation. And I think we can see that the Queen has drawn near to God throughout her life, so that we're able to give thanks to God for her example and her service. Well, pre-coronation, the Queen's faith has been strong and has been an influence in her life from very early on. In 1939, her father, King George VI, was preparing for the Christmas broadcast. And we all know the challenges that King George faced in giving any public broadcast. But there was an additional challenge. The country had been at war for the second time in a short period of time, 3 months into the Second World War, and it was very, very dark days and months that lay ahead. And it was 13-year-old Elizabeth who handed her father a poem by Minnie Louise Haskins, and it contained these words that the King used in his broadcast. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. Well, what an incredible act of faith by young Elizabeth, just 13 years old. What words of hope and assurance for the nation. And it shows that the Queen, even at a young age, acted on her faith and her trust in God. At a time of challenge for her father, the King, as he made this important broadcast, at a time of challenge for the nation, she acted in great faith. And those words still resonate powerfully with the Queen today. If you do take a copy of this book, then in the foreword that she's written, she says, as I embark on my 91st year, I invite you to join me in reflecting on the words of a poem quoted by my father. And then she uses the words that we've just read. Then on her 21st birthday, before she became queen, she made a vow to serve and to seek God's help as she would serve her country. I dare declare before you that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service. God help me to make good my vow. At a key moment in her life, 21 years of age, she didn't know what the future would hold, but she said, whether my life is long or short, I dedicate it to serving the nation. And the last bit, God help me to make good my vow, is not some Americanism that's a throwaway. It was a sincere desire that people pray for her and that she would rely on God as she sought to serve him. Then at her coronation, I don't know if any people around who were around at the coronation time can remember it, but apparently it was watched by some 38 million people. More television sets were sold in the 2 months preceding the coronation than in any 2 month period since. And the nation witnessed the Queen make her vow to serve her people as a servant of God. Yet there was one key moment that wasn't televised, and that's when the Queen removed all of her regalia and wore a simple white dress. And she was anointed. And the Queen is quite clear that was the important part of the service. She was anointed by God to serve him. There was, of course, much pomp and ceremony and important symbols. She was presented with the orb that we can see on the picture there, 600 jewels and pearls, and a cross on the top to show the rule of Jesus. A single diamond, apparently, in one of the scepters, has an estimated value of £400 million. And yet the moderator of the Church of England presented the Queen with the Bible during that service. And in the service, it's described like this. It's the most valuable thing that this world affords. £400 million diamond, the Bible, the Word of God. And it was clear in that service that the Bible is the most valuable thing that this world affords. Well, how has the Queen's faith shaped her life since? And how has she shared this with the nation? Well, in preparing for today, I watched many of the Christmas broadcasts that the Queen has made during her reign. I've got to say, I was genuinely surprised, also encouraged and humbled to see how much the Queen's faith shines through and is the focus for her broadcast. And actually, as our society has become increasingly secular, if anything, her focus on her faith and the message of the gospel has increased. In a time when many leaders and heads of state do not do God, it's an incredible blessing that our Queen has such a strong faith and is keen to focus on her faith and to share the Christian message. Well, don't worry, I'm not going to go through all the Christmas broadcasts in chronological order, but there are two key themes that the Queen seems to refer to on a regular basis in her broadcast. The first theme is the one of serving. In a 2012 broadcast, she said this: "This is a time of the year when we remember that God sent his only Son to serve, not to be served. He restored love and service to the centre of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that his example and teaching will continue to bring people together to give the best of themselves in service of others." And the Queen referred to serving and Christ as an example and inspiration for this in a number of broadcasts in 2012, 1980, 1986, and then in 2008 she said this: "Jesus makes it clear that genuine human happiness and satisfaction lie more in giving than receiving, more in serving than in being served. We can surely be grateful that 2,000 years after the birth of Jesus, so many of us are able to draw inspiration from his life and the message, and to find him a source of strength and courage." What a great message for our society today when we're drawn towards money and materialism, that the Queen directs the nation to Jesus and how he served, and the encouragement for each one of us to focus on serving God day by day. And it makes sense then that the parable of the Good Samaritan is often referred to by the Queen, as it reinforces the value and place of service. In 1985, the Queen, referring to the parable, said this: "The story of the Good Samaritan reminds us of our duty to our neighbour. We should try to follow Christ's clear instruction at the end of that story: go and do likewise." So the theme of serving is something that recurs throughout the Queen's speech, and Christ being the example and the inspiration for her service and for us to serve. And the second theme is forgiveness. Now, it's always a fine line, isn't there, when we're holding any individual up apart from Jesus Christ, because we're all fallen and we've all sinned. But in focusing on the Queen, it's good and it's helpful that the Queen herself recognises the need for and the power of forgiveness found only in and through Jesus. In a 2011 broadcast, she said the following words: "Although we're capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, a saviour with power to forgive. Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families. It can restore friendships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love." Wow, what an incredibly powerful and clear message of the need for and the impact of forgiveness found only in Jesus. So it's right to acknowledge and to give thanks to God for our Queen. We are indeed very blessed to have her as our head of state. But I think we're even more blessed and thankful for her clear and strong Christian faith and her willingness to focus on this and to share this in the Christmas broadcast and other times. So as we join the nation in celebrating the Queen's 90th birthday in her reign, we can give thanks to God, and it's right to do so. But I think it's good just to pause at this moment and also reflect on those two areas that were recurring themes to the Queen in her Christmas broadcast, the areas of forgiveness and serving. Do we know the forgiveness that the Queen spoke about? It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love. Do you and I know the power of God's love in our lives through the forgiveness found only in and through Jesus? I'm sure the Queen has shared those words in that broadcast because she knows the power of God's love in the forgiveness she's found, and she wants everyone else to know the power of his love and forgiveness through Jesus. God wants us to know the power of his love through forgiveness. That's why he sent his Son. So maybe, as well as giving thanks to God for the Queen and her service, also this weekend, it's a time for us to just to reflect. Do we know the power of God's love in the forgiveness that can only be found in and through Jesus? The second area, serving. Do you and I see in our different roles, husband, wife, auntie, uncle, child, colleague, boss, church member, as an opportunity to serve God and to follow Christ's example? As the Queen mentioned, are we caught up in actually receiving rather than following the example of Christ by giving and serving? Again, it may be that this occasion when we give thanks to God for the Queen and her service, we just pause and reflect, well, how do we serve God? When you and I get up tomorrow morning and we face the day in our different roles, do we get up thinking, God, you want me to serve you this day? Help me to do it in your power and for your glory. Well, we're going to finish by watching a short video that recaps some of the key moments in the Queen's life, and in particular focuses on her faith. But I think it'd be great if you and I are able to quote the words from her 2002 broadcast, the year she lost her sister and her mother. Words of example, words of real encouragement. She said this: "I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel."
Two things stand out about the Queen: her constant sense of duty and her devotion to God. The Queen's faith was evident from an early age. At the beginning of World War II, 13-year-old Elizabeth handed her father, King George VI, a Christian poem which she later quoted in a public speech. On her 21st birthday, she dedicated her life to her people and asked for prayer.
"God help me to make good my vow."
In 1953, over 38 million people tuned in for the coronation. Here the Queen publicly promised to maintain the laws of God and the true profession of the gospel. After the birth of her first grandchild, Peter Phillips, the Queen shared her hope that her family would follow Jesus, saying, "I would like nothing more than that my grandchildren should hold dear his ideals." In 2002, Her Majesty chose to boldly speak out about her faith, saying, "I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad." The Queen's annual broadcast has become a much anticipated part of the Christmas Day traditions for families across the nation. In recent years, it's been a platform she's used to openly share her faith. 8.3 million of you tuned in 2012 and saw the Queen talk about God, who sent his son to serve, not to be served, and in doing so, restored love and service to the center of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ. And in her 2014 Christmas broadcast, she shared the gospel with the nation, saying, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life. A role model of reconciliation and forgiveness, he stretched out his hands in love, acceptance, and healing." And to that we say, Amen.
We're going to